Yeah, I think you always start with kind of a thought experiment. What would it be like to go to the moon? Or what would it be like to live on the moon? What would it be like to work on the moon? And then you take it to paper, and you start making drawings. And then you take it to the next step, and eventually you get to a life-sized prototype. And you try to make things more and more realistic as time goes on, so that you can flesh out the problems that you need to address in order to get there. So the more realism you can introduce, the more of your homework you can do ahead of time to make sure that the mission is successful.
And as they trundle around practicing being on the moon, they can't help but dream.
Well, people on the moon would be involved in using resources to start manufacturing. First of all, they want to manufacture as much of their own raw building materials and other things that they need. Anything they manufacture there will be cheaper than it is to bring up from Earth's surface. They could also, if Mars were to start a settlement on Mars, the moon and Mars could trade, and they'd be much more viable together than either one separately.
But there's a problem. They don't actually have a spaceship or any money. But their optimism is unquenchable.
It's when people move to the moon. It's an eventuality. It's not something that's probably going to happen or might happen. It's something that will happen.
Others are less ambitious than the Moon Society. For some, the moon represents a straightforward commercial opportunity.
We started out as a group of engineers and space enthusiasts, got together online, and posed ourselves the challenge of what is the lowest cost but commercially viable lunar mission that we could come up with. We came up with the Trailblazer mission.
Unlike the Moon Society, Trailblazer have at least found a rocket to take them to the moon, although not an entirely conventional one.
The launch vehicle is a converted SS-18 Satan ICBM.
That's a Cold War nuclear missile.
They essentially take the missile out of the launch silo, remove the warhead, recondition the payload bay to accommodate commercial payloads.
But these commercial payloads do not include people. Instead, the converted missile will deliver much cheaper and lighter items to the surface of the moon.
This is a line of cosmetics. This is actually a lipstick. You can see the obvious space theme.